Do you want to do more than follow orders? Think outside of the box and manifest your dreams? Then you've come to the right show. Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Holding Down the Fort by U.S. VetWealth. I'm your host, Jen Amos, a Gold Star daughter, veteran spouse, and entrepreneur. For season 8, we continue our wonderful partnership with the Rosie Network to highlight motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. We're also excited to showcase our partnership with Blue Water Advisors. Well, we have a lot in store for you this season, so let's get started. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here at Holding Down the Fort. It's Thursday. And if this is the first episode you've ever listened to on Holding Down the Fort, every Mondays, we release an interview with a guest from the Service to CEO program held by the Rose Network. Every Thursdays, you get to peer into the life of Jen and Scott entrepreneurial adventures. More importantly, my husband, Scott, he takes the reins in hosting, and you get to listen in on replays of his live show that he hosts in partnership with the CEO of Blue Water Advisors, Mike Wallace. So to simplify it for you, if you are interested in hearing entrepreneurial stories, that is what you can listen to on Mondays. If you want to hear more about career progression for military retirees seeking employment in post-military life, that's what we have going on Thursdays. So this episode is no different. A little background on these episodes. A lot of the events and updates may be outdated. The purpose of sharing these live replays for you is to pick up some golden nuggets in regards to tips and tricks about employment for post-military, especially for military retirees. And also, like I said, to invite you all into the life that Scott and I live as entrepreneurs running a company called US Vet Wealth. And this is one of the ways that we build our business is by partnering up with other businesses like Blue Water Advisors. So if you want to actually watch the live shows, you can always subscribe to the US Vet Wealth YouTube channel that is available. The username for our YouTube channel is USVWTV. That's USVW as in US Vet Wealth, USVWTV. And from there, you can subscribe and see what are the latest live shows that Scott and Mike are hosting together. You could even engage with them, participate in the chat. And hey, maybe you can be part of those discussions also. Maybe you can be featured on their show. So that's what this is about. This is pretty much a preview of what that has looked like since they started this live show together. So in this episode, episode 185 for our podcast show, Mike and Scott talk about military career transition and progression strategies with Michael Nunziato. So I'll tell you a little bit about Mike Nunziato here in a little bit. US Vet Wealth founder and CEO Scott Tucker is joined once again by Blue Water Advisors CEO Mike Wallace to discuss career progression and transition resources for senior military leaders retiring from the military. They're also joined by Blue Water cohort member Michael Nunziato. Nunziato shares an update on his upcoming military retirement and how Blue Water Advisors has been extremely helpful in navigating the process. The group discusses the importance of having a strategy and priorities in post-military that's beyond resume writing and interviews. Nunziato shares some surprises that he encountered in his career progression process and opportunities that came from maintaining his network. This is part one of a part two series. I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy listening or watching. Again, this is available via podcast or YouTube. I will provide the direct YouTube video that you can watch right now in the show notes of this episode. So until then, enjoy, and I will meet you in the post commentary. Happy listening.
Speaking of focus, hey, that's what we got to do. We got to bring it in sometimes, say, everybody, let's take a knee. Let's gather around Coach Norm today, you know, Mike Norm. Mike Wallace, and get some tips and insights on the military career progression process, lessons learned, so on and so forth, for especially the senior leaders who kind of get overlooked during the military transition resources out there. So we've done a little bit of the conversations between Mike and I before. We really want to launch this into a more regular thing. And when available, bring in some success stories. And so, Mike, we're really happy to have you with us. And oh, there's Tom Welsh joining, popping in. He knows who you're. And so, Mike, how do you pronounce your last name, by the way?
Yeah. It's Nunziato. Yeah. If you look at it, it really is exactly as it looks on the, everybody sees it and gets like, crazy on it in the intimidation factor.
And I hope Michael's joining us here today, right? He's going to bring us up to speed on some pretty exciting successes. Just tell us just quickly what's going on with US Vet Wealth.
Got the book. Don't forget your war chest. In hardback copy. You can download it for free and get on our portal. And maybe I'll log in here at the end of our session here and show people how to do that. I'll bring up a screen share. Well, anyways, we'll drop the link below so people can sign up. Or if you're watching this on LinkedIn, you can just go to Mike or my profiles and get signed up for that. If you're watching this on YouTube, or we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Which is not Twitter anymore.
It's now X.
I don't expect anybody to be paying attention to us over on X because that's just a wild world. Same time, you never know.
Figure we'd do that.
So yeah, that's what we've got coming out. Basically, we've got the book published. We've been working on our concept of the war chest.
Right.
The war chest is a strategy to tie whatever you're doing financially to the whole concept of military retirement. What's the point of military retirement? To stop following orders. Yeah. But then if all your money's tied up in TSP and you can't access it until you're 65, what do we do in that kind of in between time? Well, first you got to go get that high paying job, which is what Mike is going to have you do, so you can play some catch up. And then what I like to help do is when you want to, avoid paying for some of those costs of government benefits if you don't need them. And then maybe recognizing that if you get the job Mike's going to help you get, tie that onto your pension, you're now in kind of a high income situation. And so maybe we need to kind of look at these things and these opportunities different, especially given all the times we're in and how things are changing. So that's what the war chest is all about. And so that's the idea, Mike. Thanks for asking. But yeah, I was definitely inspired by what you do. We can do all the, we love doing the live video and stuff, but what we do in the military is get in front of troops and talk to them. So really appreciate that.
Well, it's good. I saw you posted that and I just kind of wanted to give it a quick shout out. So I'm excited you hit that direction.
What about any specific announcements on the Blue Water side of things? I know you're packed on your cohorts.
We are. In fact, Check 6 just finished their first year of corporate partnership with Blue Water. And we just this morning renewed for a second year, right? So happy to continue to have those guys on the team and be a part of what we're doing. And so we're really excited. And I think 2024 is going to be interesting for everybody listening. There might be a trip, out to Naples, Italy, right? Supporting the 6th Fleet and NSA Naples guys. There's likely to be another trip out to San Diego, Pensacola. We're looking at Tampa and supporting, SOCOM. So there's some growth and some interesting conversations that we're having. But also here just in the local area as well, too. We're looking at, how to support those SkillBridge participants with the city of Norfolk. So we're just starting to have some of those interesting conversations with also the Naval Academy Alumni Association. Had some tentative discussions with them, and we would love to figure out a way to kind of bring Blue Water as a support structure for their senior leadership up there, right? We think it's a good fit. They just haven't quite recognized that yet, but we'll get them there.
You're going to need a private jet to fly you around to all these cool military. Well, you just
see the whole thing in Blue Water. Space. Well, a lot of aviators, right? Yeah.
Just hop on Space A or something. But very excited to hear that. And really, that leads us into today's conversation with Mike. Well, first, tell us, how did you find out about Blue Water? How did you get this process started?
Yeah,
Mike, tell us about yourself first and kind of how you
retired. Yeah, well, first off, the most important thing is I was the naval attaché to Italy, and I was at NATO in Italy. So, Norm, when you need a translator when you go to 6th Fleet,
we know somebody, right?
Yeah, I'll carry your bags if you need it, just to get back over there.
So your last name, then I guess it was Italian. Then.
Yeah.
I was confused before. I didn't know.
It sounds a little Irish, but you just to get past it. You kind of get there. No, I was looking at transitioning out of the service, kind of towards the end of last year, coming back from Rome. I hadn't really made any decisions yet, you know, and I was trying to make it more of a family decision, you know, for the really what was the first time in a 20 plus year career as you're kind of making those decisions. And I had a really good buddy of mine, Bob Ruby, was also retiring in the last year. And the first thing out of his mouth when I told him I was thinking about it was to get a hold of Norm in the group and figure out what was going on. And I cannot begin to express how important that relationship has been over the last, I feel like it sounds like it's only 7-8 months, but it feels like an eternity, Norm. I think you and I have a joint calling plan now on Verizon based off of all the conversations that we have.
I love it though, right? And, and you know, staying in touch with our members, a lot of people go, you know, now that we've had hundreds of people through, you know, how do we meet the demand and how do we do that? And it's really, you know, we just stay up to speed. The small group allows us to stay up to speed with what individuals are doing. Individuals that reel us in to varying different degrees as we progress with them through their experiences, it makes it easy, right? At a moment, you know what I'm talking about, Michael, like you just pick up the phone and just go, hey, this is what they came back with, or this is what they said. And we have this dialogue and, you know, not that, you know, we are, you know, the end all be all into insight into these situations, but just having been there and done that and navigated that in large part ourselves just allows us to add that insight right ad hoc. And so, yeah, we chatted a lot, but it's been good though.
Yeah,
but
no, yep.
It's worth it, right? You're landing.
Oh, 100%, 100%. You know, as we're going through things, I think one of the things I appreciate the most is the soundboard, you know, between Norm and Horace Weeman. You know, I've known Horace for a long time too. You know, just being able to kind of talk through things, because you don't know what you don't know when you're transitioning out of the service. You know, you have a lot of questions, you have not a lot of answers. For our level, ETAP tries to do a lot of things, but it kind of misses the mark on a few of them. But it helps a lot as well. You know, it's just one of the many tools that you have as you're trying to do the thing right by yourself and your family as you're moving on.
You know, I think I could, right? I mean, you know, we thought long and hard about, you know, how we wanted to implement Blue Water and the message that we wanted to project, right? And clearly, we don't spend a lot of time on how to do your DD-214 or how to do your VA medical or how to do it. Now, we all have experienced that personally, and I'm happy to share with you personal insight on how I navigated that, or any one of our career progression consultants can do the same, right? That's the credibility they bring to the table. But the curriculum and what we wanted to focus on, and Scott, you and I have talked about this in the past, right? I just didn't feel that was the high ground that I wanted to try to stand on. I wasn't going to tell everybody that we were, you know, hey, we've got the Blue Water approach to doing your DD-214 or your VA medical or whatever it happens to be. We certainly are happy to have that conversation with you because we've navigated ourselves, but that's not part of the curriculum, right? We wanted to stay laser focused on that next step, right? You know, how to navigate that space in your career progression, how to understand what's important to you and how to preserve those things that are important to you while you're achieving, you know, that vision of your next success. And so, you know, we've had members in the past come to us and said, hey, Mike, you know, what do you think about, you know, well, Scott, your swim lane, survivor benefit plan, or, you know, TSP or VA medical or these other kind of things. And we certainly have a wealth of resources that we're capable of and happy to kind of redirect people to. And they're part of the Blue Water Network. And in those instances, we do that. But we just, you know, TAP has its place, ETAP has its place, and there's some programs. And I really feel those are government-owned programs. And the government has a responsibility, I think, personally, to be smart on that, to deliver the right message to me so I know how to navigate their paperwork, their programs.
Their bureaucracy.
Exactly.
But that's what they always should be doing. It's not the military's job to get you a job. It's the military's job to maybe get you out of the military, right? But getting back to kind of what you were saying, Mike, with, you know, the soundboard, that made us be think about, okay, well, what's the difference between ETAP and what Blue Water or any sort of, you know, individualized program? Hey, if you just figured it out yourself, it's about strategy, right? And so I'm guessing a lot of that soundboarding had to do with recognizing there's more to this. Yeah, there's the tactics might be in there of how you fill out the resume and stuff, but I'm just curious to sit back and listen to how you guys maybe, I'm glad you brought up that soundboard, like kind of recreate that, some of those discussions that were more meaningful or more memorable right now in a way.
way, if you can remember anything.
Yeah, no, they're all fresh and top of mind, as they've been ongoing for the last several months, especially in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, everything's still very fresh as things are progressing. And I don't hit my terminal leave date for another month or so. And you know, the fact that I had an offer come in earlier is significant, and no small thanks to those soundboard conversations that we had. You know, and for me, I my background in the old E2 NFO turned FAO. I've kind of done a wide depth of jobs, especially in the last couple of years, that have to deal with interactions, relationships, networking, and holding and strengthening relationships that you kind of identify and pursue. So that's kind of how my situation came about, was going after one of these network opportunities that I saw a unique chance to get in with a medium-sized defense company. And we kind of nurtured that relationship over, you know, a long game, 7-8 months of back and forth and figuring each other out and getting the right thing that I think winds up being the most important. And that's the fit.
Mike hits the gold star. He embraced the message and the vision and just put it into motion. And you really did, Michael. You did a fantastic job. All the networking, all the strategy, the market analysis, everything that we lay out, and you walked right through that. And
yeah, I appreciate that, Norm. I mean, that was important.
Let me back up. Think back when we kicked off the cohort, mm-hmm. and the very first discussion that we had with the group, strategy. I could almost see everybody's eyes rolling back into their head, right? Because, you know, we're going, really, this is how you're going to start this day? You're going to talk to me for 45 minutes or an hour about strategy? And yes. The short answer is, go back to that time, Mike, and just tell me personally, in your life, was there value in that discussion and taking a look at a strategy and figuring out what your personal mission, vision, priorities were?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for that thing, you know, it's funny you put it like that, Norm, because you hear strategy and what you've thought about strategy for the last 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And, you know, strategy in the military is one thing, and this is strategy is completely different. So you have to kind of take a step back and go, no, I need to get a feel for what they're talking about here. And what it comes down to is you're building up a strategy for yourself, and you've never done that before. You know, you've built up strategies for O plans. You've built up strategies for your air wing staff on how to spend Optar and how to go after this thing. But you've never done Mike's strategy for his next stage. That's a significantly different thing. But you can attack it in the same way and set up what you want to do for priorities, where your goals want to be and where you want to be at, where you want to live, what you're looking at for compensation, where you want to fit in. And that kind of stuff is you know, it's in the back of your mind, but it's not there because you haven't thought about that kind of stuff ever. And maybe before you joined the service, you know, 1,000 years ago when you were actually jumping into it. But you know, for that thing, it kind of made me start focusing on what I know now about myself, right? So what is the toolbox that I have inherent that I've built up over the last couple of years? Yep. I think one of the biggest things I've had to get over is, I think Norm, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I was having a little bit of imposter syndrome as I'm walking through these conversations with different companies, you know, because you pop up the resume, which is much better than what an eval is or a FitRep looks like. But, you know, it's very fluffy and you got some great information in there. And, you know, when you read it, hopefully you're impressed with yourself, because that's how I kind of marked them. Like, oh, I've done a lot of stuff. That's awesome. And you're hoping that the people that are reading it are doing the same thing.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, am I really that person? Am I really going to jump into that day one in the company and go, I wasn't full of it when I sent you this stuff? You know, I do have the background. I do have a thirst for knowledge. And it takes a lot of soul searching to make sure that you were ready in order to jump in there. And that was a lot of our conversations that we had as we were coming up. You know, I remember those, just
conveying back and forth that, hey, this is a unique environment and this is what it's going to feel like. And don't be so quick to solve your future employer's problems. Let them make the decisions and assessments, right? I mean, I think we as honest brokers in the military, when we're engaging our potential future employers, and I won't say everybody, but it's not uncommon for us to want to solve, hey, I'm a really hard worker and I learn really quick, so if you hire me, I'm going to step in and learn this. But if you take a step back and translate, you know, what your future employer hears is, you really just told me that you don't know what you want to do or how to do it, right? I mean, there's a little bit in the delivery, right? But our membership, just like you, Michael, right? Infinitely talented, infinitely capable, and having worked in the corporate environment, And having been surrounded by those individuals, I would stack up any one of our members, yourself included, with the work ethic and the drive and the insatiable appetite for figuring out problems and being able to do that throughout a full spectrum of challenging environments, right? So, but anyway, I just love to hear you say that, right? That there was value, you know, in the approach there. And it's kind of a maturation process for your brain, right? It is a new environment I'm stepping in.
Yep. And you have to, you know, kind of be a sponge when you're doing that. You know, I think one of the big things that you'll see, you know, as I talk to colleagues and peers that are, you know, in the same situation, maybe haven't thought through things as much, or, you know, been working so hard right up to the end that they haven't been able to give themselves the time in order to have that conversation with themselves or with the group. They just, you know, continue to harp on as well. You know, I already have a lot of experience and I'm ready and I'm the guy. And as soon as I get in there, I was a leader in the Navy for 25 years and I'm going to be a leader in your company. And, you know, take a deep breath a bit and, you know, kind of reassess where your,
well,
your thought
about
process
is. Maybe on your LinkedIn profile, CEO equivalent, COO equivalent, right? You're like, there's a little difference there, right?
And so, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me this, but from both of you guys' perspective, how is that still a confusing thing for people coming out of the military, you know, in this day and age with all the connection that we're you know, you think that it had bled out, you know, everybody's out there more and we hear feedback from people that are out there, but it seems like maybe it's just we've been deployed too much that we don't pay attention to this at all until we're at a retirement briefing, like, because that holds people back. Cause then they're kind of going to their new job and, you know, I'm upset. I'm not, you know, happy here or whatever. Maybe they didn't give themselves a chance to just, yep, you know, readjust to a new environment. So I'm just always curious, what do you think's going on? How do we, or is that the way it is?
Yeah. I think people kind of knocked it there, Scott, is that people haven't given themselves the opportunity to retire. I mean, I'm not like not physically, just kind of mentally, and get there, whether that's, you know, your own self onboarding process or, you know, or departing process, whatever you want to call it, you know, from your time in the service. You know, one of the things that I would push out to people is that, you know, if you were standing at the end of your time in the military, you're, you know, 18 months to retirement or a year to retirement or 6 months to retirement, you don't have to know what you want to do 100%, but I hope you prepared yourself enough to do the right skill sets in order to do something that you want to do productively. Because I've heard a lot of people that, you know, did this one thing for 20 years and they're like, I know that that's what's going to get me there. And I'm like, yeah, but you can't do that one thing when you get out into the real world and you had these other opportunities that you could have utilized. You just failed to do that because you didn't have the time to think, how am I going to set myself up in the right way to get and make the transition? You know, whether if that's, if you want to go into the defense industry, you want to do contracting, take the last 6 months before you leave and jump on to Defense Acquisitions University and start taking classes on military sales and acquisitions and these kinds of things that you can jump in that are there, but nobody knows them about them. They definitely don't go over them in ETAP. And, you know, but there's things that you can start looking at to go, okay, this is where I want to go. This is where I can do it. You know, go to O2O, you know, which normally we've talked about before, and do the PMP course, or, you know, jump in a ship the method course for business development. There's so many things that are out there that we just don't give ourselves enough time mentally to jump in because we're still just scratching for those last couple of weeks and months to go in there. And I'm still feeling that now. I have 5 weeks left before I hit terminal, and I'm in this whirlwind of things going on, and I'm trying to make sure I have my physical checklist and my mental checklist of things I got to do. But I would say that, you know, mentally preparing yourself is not just a phrase. You actually have to do that.
You know, Scott, and it's so important because, you know, if I could stereotypically look at our members right now, the one thing I feel safe in saying about every single one of them is if they arrive at a position that they are not happy with, they will not stay. They will leave. And so I come all the way back to the importance of having a strategy. And Michael remembers this, working through that market analysis, understanding qualitatively and quantitatively, is this a good fit for me? Is this going to preserve everything that I put in my strategy bucket? And do I have alignment here? And if you do, right, there's a good chance that when you pursue this to an offer and you now land there, there's a better than average chance that that will be a good fit for you because you've done the legwork up front. And you've heard this before, Michael, so I apologize at the risk of kind of being redundant, but we, Scott, we go over with our members and you have to say it out loud for it to sink in. Hey, heads up, everybody, a little bit of foot stomping. You no longer have a detailer. You don't have a placement officer. You have no community manager. You don't have a monitor. I mean, depending on what service you come from, there's nobody managing that career for you. right? It's all you now. And if you let that sink in, you know, and I'm not to say that when we wore the uniform that we didn't have aspirations on where we wanted to go. We certainly did,
right?
But I think we would all agree that you had people overseeing your career and lining up those next hurdles and opportunities for you to step into and compete against so you could get to the next and the next and the next, right? That goes away now.
Well,
having a strategy is important because, hey, these big rocks are important to me, and figuring out what those big rocks are.
Actually,
building your execution plan around preservation of those big rocks, right? I think that's
absolutely right. But I was going to say just real quickly, I actually don't think it does go away. Without a strategy, the risk is you end up at another, you know, institution. Sure. That's gonna lump you into their system, and they're gonna put you through what's probably gonna be some level of mediocrity, and you're gonna get capped out. You know,
in that case, I come back to the point I made first. If you get there, you're unhappy, it's unfulfilling, yeah. You're not gonna stay. I mean, the pedigree of individuals that walk through our door and of our members, I'm confident in saying that if you get someplace and this is not what you thought it was, or this is not a good fit, you're not gonna stay. And I don't wish that on anybody, because that just thrusts you back out into this career progression space, right? And it's time. And in this next phase, Scott, you and I know, right? Time is money, right? And if you're burning more time, that's less income to put into the war chest or wherever it is you want to put it. Not that it all has to be about money, but in this instance, a lot of it is about that, right? There's a finite earning potential, right?
So, well, what I think the real money problem I see, at least from the financial perspective, you know, I get two questions usually when from a retiree is, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up, kind of an approach. So, hey, there's where we have a strategy. And then is, I don't know what I'm worth even if I do. And it's like, okay, well, we can equate the military paycheck. We can do all that kind of backwards planning math. But really, I think part of the strategy, at least what I did for myself personally, is I remember telling myself at one point, Scott, give yourself the permission to go find out, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your host, Jen Amos. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Vet Wealth. Visit holdingdownthefortpodcast.com to access the full show notes of this episode, including resources mentioned and bonus content. Once again, that's holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. Lastly, stay after this outro music for something a little extra. Thanks again and chat soon. Bye for now. All right, hey everyone, welcome, and thank you for joining me in the post commentary. As a reminder, this episode is part one of a part two series featuring special guest Michael Nunziato, who is a cohort member from Mike Wallace's Blue Water Advisors cohort program on career progression for military leaders retiring from the military. So if you really enjoyed it, you know, once again, you can learn more about Blue Water Advisors in the show notes of this episode. We'll always have the link to their website provided. Also, how you can connect with Mike Wallace via LinkedIn. And if you want to continue to eat up this content, we also have the live replays, or we also have the live show available on our YouTube channel, USVW TV. That is the U.S. Vet Wealth YouTube channel that you can watch if you actually want to participate in their actual live recordings. Until then, if you are looking for bonus content between now and Monday before our next episode, you can always create a free membership on our portal, which is available at holdingonthefortpodcast.com/portal. There you'll get access to everything U.S. Vet Wealth related, and also all the bonus content, all the bonus information, in hopes that you can make a confident and informed decision about financial planning for post-military. We especially touch on topics about the Survivor Benefit Plan and Thrift Savings Plan, what to do with those plans, especially if you're seeking alternative resources. Otherwise, you also get access to our private podcast called Inside the Fort, where you get to hear more of my commentary, but more of my candid commentary is what I like to call it. All right. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you'll join us in the portal. Otherwise, I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.